One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Sometimes it's the quietest moments that leave the loudest echoes. A woman finds peace in an empty church until an invisible hand rests on her shoulder and whispers in her ear.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our episodes. We do greatly appreciate that. And yes, please share your real ghost stories with us. You can call the number or you can also go to our website, which is Real Ghost Stories Online, surprisingly enough. That you can write in your story there too if you just want to type it on out. We'd love to hear it either way. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode. I don't think I've ever... I'll take that back. One time have I ever felt like quiet and peace at a church. Every other one I've been to, I kind of get the ick. I kind of get the there's something off about this. Maybe that's just me, but I'd say the first church I went to till I was about three, and then we went back to it like years later. That one I liked. I had some fond memories there. My preschool was there. I really don't have anything negative there. I don't even remember like going to any funeral. Well, I know my grandparents' funerals were there. But I didn't have an ick about it. It was pretty peaceful. It was homey. But every place else, it's always been something weird.
You know, a lot of churches feel kind of culty.
Yeah, that going on too.
Yeah. But you know, when you find the right fit for you, you know, maybe culty is the right fit for certain people, not you or me,
no,
obviously.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid, I went to this Methodist church and I just loved going there. And it was in large part the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great guy.
Sure.
And I really liked him. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. But I get also why people go to church, you know, because they, you know, faith is important and, you know, they need that connection.
Yeah. If it works
and
for you.
You don't get at home.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not knocking church. I'm just talking about my experiences.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a page on Instagram called Christian Nightmares.
Really?
That I follow. Yeah.
God, that sounds like a show that I would have come up with.
Yeah. And it's like, it just has videos of different things from like really bizarre things. Like the other day, it was these people speaking in tongues and everybody in the audience has their hands up in the air or in the congregation, excuse me. And that feels culty to me.
That feels delusionally culty to me.
You know, you got to follow it. It's a very interesting page.
I think I would. I'd also get angry at the same time going, what is wrong with all of these people? And again, not saying you can't have religion, but I think there's points where it's like, this ain't religion anymore. This is some delusional things thinking that's going on that you want to call religion because it makes you feel better.
So I think that, you know, a lot of times there is kind of a divine intervention sort of aspect to a lot of stories that we talk about. I don't know how it works, but people get these signs or, you know, they were in a car wreck and got thrown from the car, but yet they had no injuries or just there's stories all the time we all hear about. And it's like, was it a miracle? Was it something divine? But then on the other hand, you know, there's people who are praying for miracles every day and never get one.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how that works.
Sure.
Maybe you used up all your miracles at a young age.
You only get like a miracle scale and you're like, and you, when you die, like, it's like, let's see how your life went. Like, oh, it's really tough, God. Why is that? Well, you used up all your miracles by the age of 4. Like,
I'm sorry.
Like, you wanted to, like, turn, like, a turtle into a duck, and I did that shit, and nobody else saw it but you. And when you said it happened to people at the playground, they're all like, oh, you must not know what a duck is. And, I mean, it worked out because people just thought you were a weird kid. But I did all the fucking miracles then. You probably should have saved them for later, like when your children got run over by the train.
But no, you were 4 and you were selfish.
No, you were selfish 4-year-old. So yeah, deal with it. I'm the hand of God.
can't do only X number of miracles. There's a lot of people.
It's like you're playing the racing game. You only got so many nitros to use. Don't waste them right away. Use them in the last lap. So I don't know. But I remember like the second church we went to. It was an older building and it was like one of those basements that was really kind of dank, but they still like, they had like some stuff down there and that was a creepy feeling to it. There was just some weird dark hallways and I mean, it may be absolutely nothing. I wanted to feel, at home at the Catholic church that I went to with my dad, because he was Catholic. My mom was Lutheran. Yes, we're a mixed family, as the Lutherans saw it. The Catholic church was by far much more beautiful, much more ornate, much more like, holy shit, like this is a cathedral. I mean, today, kids today, they don't know what churches used to look like. They're in like fucking, they're in former IGAs now. The Piggly Wiggly is now Church of Life. But that is true.
They are popping up in some random places in my town.
They're not in these buildings that were like sanctuaries and the craftsmanship that went into some of these things back then in small towns was amazing. And it was very interesting to look around because it looked like a cathedral. It was a very neat look. And it was just one of the many Catholic churches in this town in Wisconsin. And that was a neat one inside, but there was a lot of just, and this is before I knew about all the stuff that's gone on in the Catholic church with, you know, priests and shit. So I wasn't basing it on that. I just remember we'd go there for like the church picnic, which was kind of fun, but it was mainly outside with the bounce houses and all the dads would get drunk. And then the kids are in the bounce houses that are like 125 degrees Fahrenheit, getting bounced down and just trying to get out. They weren't like the bounce houses today with open air. Now this shit would kill you. And they openly drank at the churches because it's Wisconsin and it's a Catholic church. So there's
of course it's Wisconsin.
It's a beer garden.
Drink everywhere.
It was a reason to drink. So the parents would go there and you go around and play the games and stuff, but you could also go in the church and like walk around. And I remember I would do that a little bit. There were just some areas in there that just felt weird. And I don't know why, but they felt off. It felt dark. And you shouldn't be feeling that in a church, but who knows?
I
like spooky stuff, but there was something weird there. And other than that, again, I'm not trying to slam anybody's religion here. I'm not. I'm just telling you my personal feelings that I felt in a lot of churches. And when you go to the big, big, big ones, that's not for me either. Like I feel really weird there. That feels culty. That feels,
it kind of does, yeah.
That feels like there's a lot of showmanship. I feel like there's a lot of people just kind of there to be seen. And let's, the more dramatic you can be, the more you can feel the Holy Spirit in those moments in time with their hands in the air and waving and talking in tongues, the more full of bullshit I think you are. But maybe to some it is. I'm sure to some people it's legit. But I don't know that that's the case with a lot of people. I got a lot of like a false sense of people and a lot of those.
Well, so. I live in a Spanish part of town, mm-hmm. a very Hispanic part. Yeah. And so there is this little church that I don't know what the building used to be. It is small. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, old building, and they have just signs that they printed up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is not a high dollar church, but it says, I don't know, Jesus es la Señor. So I know that means Jesus is the Lord, but sure. Every time I drive by it, I see it as Jesus is the man.
I would see it as Señor. I would see it as Señor Jesus. It'd be like, oh, it's a chicken restaurant. Cool. Like, church basement chicken's usually pretty good, actually. I'm okay with it.
I'll try it. Actually, but every time I drive by, I think that's what it says. Jesus is the man. I'm like, works. I guess it works.
I think that'd be a great chicken restaurant, though. Señor Jesus. And he's there. He's got his hands out on one hand. He's got like a soda, like a Coke. And the other one, he's got a chicken leg. And it's just like, it's a restaurant. Anybody
can. They are very enterprising in this neighborhood.
Anyone can go do it. It can be anybody. It's for everyone. It's not for one specific group. I think it's just, you know, that's, you can do that. And then it would be, I think that might be kind of fun. And then you could make it like McDonald's and have like him sitting on a bench, you know, like
a great idea. A big, then you get pictures.
Big plastic one, you know, like they used to have at McDonald's years ago. Make it have a playground or something. You could have like the Sodom and Gomorrah ball tank. Maybe I'm going too far with this. Let's go to our ghost story at 855.
I was thinking more Noah's Ark.
Well, that's one side of the play place. So you have Noah's Ark on one side and the other side is Sodom and Gomorrah. So you got the good and the evil side. And you got to teach the full lesson. I remember as a kid, they give you the coloring sheets and stuff at Sunday school. And I remember one of them was like a coloring of Lot's wife who got turned to a pillar of salt as they ran away from Sodom and Gomorrah because God said, don't look back. And she looked back and boom, you are a salt lick now. So Lot, I think it was Lot. I don't know. Lot, sorry. I know you loved your wife, but you know, she's a salt lick now.
That happens.
It's a nice loving God there. Just because she's curious, like, boom! Like, I think anyone would look back if there's, like, fucking meteorites flying into the town and all that shit. I'd be really curious to look back. Not because I want to go back, but be like, gosh, like, do I need to duck? Is there, like, debris flying my way? But nope, you turned into a salt lick. But it was a real fun one to draw. I think I used the color blue for the salt lick. A nice light Grand blue.
Liberty.
A nice light blue. You know, kind of like that. Sea blue. I can picture it to this day. I just remember, like, this is a weird thing to make kids draw. And like in the background, you're like using orange for the fire and shit that's going down. And you're in this little, like, we did it like in the nursery room for the Sunday school. So there's like all like toys around and you're drawing this scene of brimstone and fire, literally. And you're like five. Yeah. Oh, the humanity. Let's go to the ghost story before I insult somebody else. You guys have heard me talk about acorns before. Not like the type out in the yard that the squirrels eat. That sometimes, you know, they look kind of delicious, but they're really not. I'm talking about Acorns, the app, the financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if All you got is spare change. Seriously, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. You just need to stick with it. And Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. I've been using it now for many, many years, and I have very much enjoyed every minute of it. I have it round up the change when I make a credit card transaction, and then that extra change, it goes into the investment area that I want it to go into. And you can choose how risky or how conservative you want that to be. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app to get started. Again, that's acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app and get started today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ghost. Okay, now back to the conversation. Hi, let's hear your ghost story. What you got?
Last weekend, my parents visited, my husband and I, and I told them about your podcast. And my dad was, I mean, they both loved it, but my dad was like, this is great. You know, and I told them, you know, explained to him, you know, people call in. And my dad brought up something that his sister not his sister's family. So this is his sister-in-law. Her father was dying, and it was, you know, obviously really tragic. He was in the hospital. He'd been in the hospital for a while, and it was sad. Most of his kids were all, they were all adults, so they were like, you know, everybody was going back and forth from the hospital to their homes and, you know, taking care of their children and all that, and it was just at the same time really tragic to see, you know, their father die. She decided one evening just to go to church, and not because there was a service. She just wanted to sit and kind of just be in peace. And when she got to the church, she said it was, you know, pretty much no one was there. The pastor was there and there were a couple people, but they had really kind of walked in and out. And she was just sitting in one of the pews and she was just kind of thinking and, you know, obviously a lot going through her head and reflecting on everything. And all of a sudden she felt a hand on her shoulder from behind, and the person said her name and they said, peace be with you. And she said, I mean, she obviously immediately turned around because she didn't recognize the voice, but the voice knew her name, and no one was there. So she got up and actually went, and the pastor was coming out of his office, I think, and she didn't even tell him what happened. She just said, is anybody working here? Like, I think they knew some of the people that worked there. So, I mean, she was just looking for any explanation, and there really wasn't one. And I think in the end, she felt like it must have been an angel or something like that. I don't know what to think, but I know that, I know this person because I've seen her at family events when I go to my aunt's house and she comes over, and she's, again, a very level-headed person. She wouldn't make something up. And I think this really actually was very groundbreaking for her when it happened, because she was so upset and losing her father. And this was just, she said that when the hand touched her, it was like this calming effect went over her. And it was unbelievable. But I thought it was a really cool story, actually, the one, this particular one. And then the other thing, when I was in fifth grade, my friend and I, we were in our art class, and the teacher sent us to get more supplies from the art closet, which was on the opposite wing of our elementary school. It wasn't a big elementary school at all, so we just walked around the corner. It was like a large walk-in closet with all the supplies and a lot of shelving. And the door shut behind us, and we, you know, we collected whatever we needed. I don't even remember what we were getting, but whatever we needed to collect, we got. And then I went to open the door, and I couldn't open the door. I kind of turned around to my friend, and I said, the door won't open. And she said, what do you mean the door won't open? And I said, I think it's locked. And she goes, well, it can't be locked. There's no lock on it. So she tried to open it. It wouldn't open. You know, I almost thought it was kind of funny at first, because I didn't understand. I didn't panic or anything. I don't know why, but it was just sort of, it just struck me as what's going on. I never thought anything out of the ordinary. I just thought, how did this happen? How did we get, I figured the door jammed or just got stuck. So I was like, what is wrong with this thing? And then my friend could, it was both of us. It would have been a little bit, I would have questioned myself if I had gone in there alone, but because my friend was with me, we both could not budge that door. So finally, like I said to her, like, they'll come and look for us. And the next thing I knew, I heard a class coming down the hall. And we just not banged on the door and said, hey, let us out. And this kid opened the door, and he just kind of looked at us kind of funny, like, what are you guys doing in there? And I just said, thank you so much for opening the door. We were locked in. And he just kind of was like, how are you locked in? There's no lock. And I go, and I just kind of, we didn't really look back. We just wanted to get back to our classroom because we figured our teacher was going to be pissed. So we get back to our class, and the teacher's like, where have you guys been? And we're like, we got locked in the art closet. And the teacher was like, girls, seriously. And we're like, I just said, I don't know what to say. I told her what happened. I told her the truth. I just said to her, we got locked in this art closet. I have absolutely no idea what happened. I don't understand, but I could not budge the door. I couldn't open it. And then this kid from the other side opened it without a problem. But beyond that, that was the only weird thing. There was nothing else. I'm not going to tell you, oh, there were, we heard voices or things started flying off the shelves. That didn't happen. Nothing. I didn't notice anything. There was nothing else that was strange, but it was awfully strange that that door would not budge. And I know, like, schools are, you know, kind of can have that history. I actually ended up working in between my junior and senior year of college at one of the similar schools in my hometown. It wasn't the elementary school I attended, but it was a school that was nearby that just, you know, it was a little further away. And I just ended up working in there during the summer. And a lot of times the janitors and everybody would kind of leave by 2:30, and I would have to stay till 3:30. So sometimes I would be alone in the building. And I remember just really getting the creeps. And I never felt that way when people were in there. But when everybody left and I would hear things and think people were walking in, like, but it sounded like doors were opening and I knew nobody was there, it was unsettling. That's all. I mean, nothing. I never saw anything. I mean, I heard plenty, you know, plenty of questionable noises, but I definitely didn't enjoy being in there that last hour. And that went on all summer because I had to do, like, I was doing office work and clerical work and stuff. And I just remember thinking, I don't like being in here. And the school layout was identical to the elementary school that I had gone to. It wasn't the same school, but they had, like, four elementary schools in our town and that were, like, in our whole city that kind of had that same floor plan. And then they just divided everybody up in the city that, like, this, you know, section went to that school. So I knew that school, because the school was the same. It was really weird. It was just a different building. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It was definitely, I look back on that art closet and I'm like, that was weird. And my friend still remembers it. We're still friends to this day. We still talk. She lives in Arizona now. Yeah, we still remember it. Like, it was, I mean, it was a long time ago, but it was, I can remember it. Like, it just happened and it was very strange. So anyway, have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts on that?
Okay, so the first one about the aunt going to the church. Mm-hmm. Like, I get all that. You know, she's dealing with a lot. She finds peace in the church. Sure. And she goes there just to think and process everything and pray. And then to have somebody do that, put their hand on you. I can't remember what they said.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, which isn't uncommon to hear that in a church.
It's especially Catholic churches. It's like a thing they do every time. I remember the first time I saw it when I was a little kid. I'm like, what the hell is everybody doing? Because it's like,
they're all being friendly.
And everybody goes, they shake hands and they'll say, peace be with you. And it's a little weird, but people love it.
I just found that fascinating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there she is in a time of kind of desperate, I don't know, it's a very overwhelming feeling.
Yeah.
When you love is dying, and to have that happen, and then that wouldn't be uncommon in a church. So you would turn around to give them the greeting back and there's nobody there.
Well, and I'm wondering here, because I know she kind of went to, like, is it an angel? To me, this almost seems like it could be residual just of the amount of times that happens in that church and the energy that is putting out. Or just maybe a conscious ghost that's still, you know, that this is their place. They like the church and this is where they find peace, and they're still finding peace thereafter.
Don't you think, too, with in her situation, you put yourself in this state of mind that you might have been open up to something happening like that?
Yeah.
Because you're not thinking about it. You know, you're just so wrapped up in your own thoughts that it kind of allows something in.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, the art closet story, could be paranormal, absolutely. Yep. It is weird that there's no lock on the door, but yet they couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could be the door jammed.
Yeah.
Somehow, and you weren't able to get out, which is a terrifying feeling when you can't get the door open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Like, somebody's going to have to come help us.
It makes you panic, even if you don't need to panic. You know,
exactly.
At least you get that initial feeling, and then it's up to you what you do with it. But it can really trigger you if you're more prone to go with the feeling. And
I got stuck in an elevator once, and I was freaking out. I handled it pretty well, but then I was like, it is a Friday night. I'm on a college campus. There's only like 2 people in this 3-story building that can save us.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they'll look for us soon, I hope.
But
I was really concerned about, where are we going to go to the bathroom in here overnight?
Pick a corner.
That's all you could do.
It's like, I mean, and if that's the worst of it, then that's the worst of it. I mean, it's
but
not.
But it
like,
would have been from Friday night to Monday morning if they wouldn't have gotten us out that night.
So then it's like, who's going to eat who?
I know. It was me and my roommate. I had more meat on my bones than she had on hers.
Oh, you would have been dead.
Yeah. It was just, it was terrifying though. So I get that feeling, like being stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like, you know, nobody believed him. It's like, there's no lock on the door. You girls are making stuff up. You are obviously off goofing around.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Could it be paranormal? Absolutely. There's tons of ghosts in schools.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting too. She mentioned that there was schools that were identical buildings in that town. We had that too in our town. We had 2 junior highs on opposite sides of town. They were identical buildings, just opposites.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't know. That's just how I thought it was. It was like, oh, well, there's the one from this side of town and the one from that side of town. Identical. And you go into one, you know exactly where to go in the other. It was just, that's how it was laid out. I think some towns did that back then. This was probably a building from the 50s or 60s, originally mm-hmm. built. And I mean, I guess it made sense. I mean, it certainly had the architecture of something from back then. It actually, in the 70s, there was green areas in there. There was like an area where it was like a little park, and physically in the building.
Oh.
Because I remember I went to daycare in that building, because for a little while it wasn't a junior high. Like it just got retired and they didn't use it. And that was, so whatever was in there was just left over from the days of it being a junior high. And it was very, it was kind of that era. I mean, I wasn't around in the 70s, but this was from the 70s. And it just had that, it was kind of neat. It probably was a pain in the butt to take care of while these living plants in this building. But it was certainly interesting.
But, you know, a lot of schools back then were built very, very similar. You know, when you go through, you know, like out here, the small towns, a lot of the churches look the same. A lot of the schools are built the same.
Sure.
So, and just, I don't know why, but a lot of schools are haunted.
Yeah, there's an energy to that.
So it definitely could be. And she definitely picked up on it in the other school she was at.
One of my favorite things that I ever did in Wichita was driving over to the school that BTK went to in Park City and going through it with my camera and taking pictures as it was being torn down. Like literally.
I remember. And you got some great pictures.
Like literally the other half of the building was being torn down. The people that were doing it gave me a hard hat and said, don't go past this area. And it was.
Yeah, that was some creepy stuff.
I still have those. It was a lot of great photos and little video clips. It was cool. Anyway,
I'd forgotten that you did that, but it was really cool.
Yeah. And it wasn't far from the radio station either. It was right up the road. I have another thing I wanted to mention. When she went into the first part of the story, went into the church, you know, just trying to find some solace. I did that one time. It was on 9/11. I was walking because I lived near the station downtown, and I was walking back after I did all I could do for the day, and I took a little kind of the scenic route, and there was a church on the route, and I'm just like, I'm just going in. and it was opened, and there was a couple people in there. There wasn't like a pastor, I think. It was just kind of people praying and that, and it was quiet, but it was creepy too. It was too dark. There wasn't, the lights weren't on, and I'm glad the door was open, but I didn't find a lot of peace in that moment. But I walked in, and I intended to, but I don't know. I think that might have just been me. Maybe it probably is 100% me that I just have this. I don't know. There's something deeper in me that feels out of place in a church for whatever reason that is. Maybe it's God saying, "Don't come. I'm going to strike you down with lightning." I don't know. But I felt like I want to feel that. I haven't felt that. So maybe I need to open myself up more to it.
Yeah. But I also get, I just like to, when Kathy and I go on vacations and we see cool old churches, we're always going in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm fascinated by them.
Yeah. I think it's always neat to check them out. There, when I was in New York a couple months ago, we would go into, you know, whatever cathedrals they had open, because a lot of weddings go on and stuff. But sometimes you can go in and kind of walk and see them. And those are freaking amazing. I mean, those are quite spectacular to see. So don't let me scare you from walking into churches. They're
you
not.
Can do it. You can
they're
do
not
it.
All evil. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all the bonus stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes. Everything's ad free. There's fairies, there's goblins, there's all sorts of stuff there, or whatever you want it to be. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.